ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli forces battling Palestinian militants across the Gaza Strip on Sunday, including parts of the devastated north that Israel said it cleared months ago. The fighting in the north casting doubt on Israeli claims that Rafah is Hamas's last stronghold and that it must invade Rafah to dismantle Hamas. This weekend's powerful solar storm bringing some dazzling displays of the northern lights to the upper United States. Robert Steinberg is a scientist at the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center.
It's the biggest storm geomagnetically that we've had in about 21 years.
Nevertheless, officials say there's been no widespread impacts on power or communications. A controlled demolition scheduled for Sunday in the port of Baltimore to break up the largest remaining section of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. After the demolition, officials say they'll be able to refloat the cargo ship that hit the bridge and reopen the port to normal maritime traffic levels. This is ABC News. An Illinois man is in jail, charged with trying to kill his neighbor in what authorities say appears to have been a hate crime. Police say the man attempted the murder because he hated that his neighbor had a black partner and black children.
John Shadbar, 70, in court on 8 felony charges, including attempted murder and hate crime. Accused of shooting at his neighbor multiple times with an assault-style rifle on Tuesday evening. That neighbor, 45-year-old Melissa Robinson, remaining in the hospital in critical conditions, with wounds to her chest and hand. According to the charges, Shadbar had repeatedly harassed Robinson and her black children.
ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. A federal judge in Texas temporarily halting a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8 that was set to go into effect next week. The injunction marks a big win for big banks and major credit card companies that collected billions in fees each year. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower or two, and lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and warmer. Highs to the mid-70s, a chance of storms in the late afternoon and early evening. Sunshine, mid-60s for the high Monday. Right now, it's 48.
You're listening to Power Country with Rich Miller.
We're going to bring you a backstage pass featuring Chris Stapleton right after we hear Mitchell Tenpenny sing We Got History.
We don't have each other's numbers anymore. We don't make any plans Friday night. And I won't know you when you're turning 64. But nobody knew you better at 25. Well, I'd be lying if I said that you don't wind up in my head. We don't dream about tomorrow like before. All we have is looking back in that time. Cause we got
Mitchell Tenpenny with We Got History. Right now, we're going to get you up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we get you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our featured Backstage Pass artist is Chris Stapleton, who's here to share the story behind his song, White Horse.
White Horse was a song I wrote with my friend Dan Wilson. We were out in Los Angeles. It was about, I think probably late 2012, early 2013. And there was a movie called The Lone Ranger that was coming out. And I walked in the room to write with Dan at his house. And he said, hey, they're looking for songs for this Lone Ranger movie. I said, cool, let's write something. What do you know about it? He's like, well, we don't really know anything. I was like, well, let's just make a song that might sound like that. And so that's kind of where that came from. And we got to talking about how it would be cool to have kind of a rock, driven Western theme song, and that's kind of where the song came from. We kind of built it around a guitar riff, really.
Now, here's this week's featured Backstage Pass artist, Chris Stapleton, with his song, White Horse.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun. My mind is
been listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Sure hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful. We're traveling through a place called Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're going to take a time jump for a Tim McGraw classic that stayed on the charts for nearly an entire year. Right after we hear Riley Green and Luke Combs teaming up to sing Different Round Here.
Round here fast is how the grass grows. Lost is what you find on a back road. Bruce and whiskey, reds in the dirt.
It's time for us to take a time jump back into music history.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
We're jumping back to the year 1997. That year, Nintendo's N64 video game console was released, and everybody bought it that Christmas. A sheep named Dolly was cloned back in 1997. At the movies, we watched Titanic and Men in Black. And in 1997, Tim McGraw had his longest run on the country charts, with the hit spending the better part of a year, a total of 42 weeks on the charts. It was an uplifting song, to be sure, just to see you smile.
Just never could quite tell you no. Just
town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time.
Feeling down.
Town singing about getting hitched down at that little white church. Got Mitchell Tenpenny coming up next, plus a Power Country backstage pass with Chris Stapleton. Will tell us about writing the song White Horse. That and more straight ahead, right here in Power Country with me, your host, Rich Miller.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. It's 47 at our studios.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Time now for Power Country Recharge.
We all do a little bit better than
is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week's recharge song was written by songwriter Jamie O'Hara as a tribute to his brother who died in a car accident. Andy Griggs had also lost a brother in a car accident and really connected with the lyrics in the song. Andy believed other people would also connect with this message and says, this song is not about death. It's about life and hope. Now here is Andy Griggs with this week's recharge song, If Heaven.
If heaven was an hour, it would be twilight. When the fireflies start their dancing on the lawn. And supper's on the stove. And mama's laughing. And everybody's working day's done. If heaven was a town, it would be my town. Oh, on a summer day in 1985. And everything I wanted was out there. Cherry, so cool and sweet and heavy on the tongue. Just one bite would satisfy your hunger, and it'd always be enough for everyone. If heaven was a train, it sure would be a fast one. Weary traveler around the bend. If heaven was a tear, it'd be my last one. You'd be in my arms again. Don't cry a tear. Heaven's made of, you know why, I ain't afraid to die.
Power Country. Power Country. Power Country.
Make it fast. Once you hit the hardwood.
Hubbard, back then, right now. And now it's time for this week's Power Thought. You know, I believe every one of us is a work in progress. An artist doesn't create a masterpiece overnight. It takes time, dedication, and a willingness to learn from mistakes. Life is kind of like that, isn't it? We're all creating our own unique stories. Think back to when you first started learning a new skill or hobby. It might have felt difficult or overwhelming at first. As time went by, you stumbled a bit, but also learned as you went along. The struggles, setbacks, and eventual triumphs shape us into the people we become. Kind of like how a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. It just takes some time. So why not embrace the journey? And don't be too hard on yourself. The most incredible things people have ever created or accomplished were once just a goal or an idea on a blank piece of paper. I think the best stories are the ones where the characters learn and grow as they go along. So be patient and trust in the process. That, my friend, is our Power Thought this week.
I'm not afraid to up just ahead, Riley Green and Luke Combs team up, and we'll be making a time jump for a hit song from Tim McGraw that spent nearly an entire year on the country charts. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country. This is Power Country. I'm your host, Rich Miller, and we've got another big hour of straight-up music and encouragement coming your way. And that includes songs from Tyler Hubbard, Connor Smith, Carrie Underwood, Riley Green featuring Luke Combs, and many more. Our Recharge segment features an inspiring Andy Griggs song. I'll share my weekly power thought. We're also going to time jump back for a hit from Tim McGraw that stayed on the charts longer than any other song he's ever recorded. Nearly an entire year. Think you know what song that was? Well, stick around to find out. We'll also get you a Power Country backstage pass with the awesome Chris Stapleton. This hour begins with a Keith Urban classic.
Somebody like you. wheel drive is just two.
Smith, Creek Will Rise. We are about to plug you into another uplifting song in this week's Power Country Recharge segment just ahead. Plus, we've got more feel-good music on the way from Carrie Underwood, Tyler Hubbard, and Leanne Womack, along with this week's Power Thought. It's all coming up right here in Power Country with me, your host, Rich Miller.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. It's 47 at our studios.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Key testimony set to begin Monday in the criminal trial of former President Trump. Trump's former attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, set to take the stand for the prosecution, laying out what he says were efforts to illegally help Trump's campaign by burying damaging stories. After 7 months of laying siege on Gaza, Israel has insisted Hamas's last stronghold is in the city of Rafah. Yet on Sunday, Israeli forces clashed with militants all across the Gaza Strip, including in the devastated north. Spectacular sights for millions of Americans this weekend as a powerful solar storm prompted displays of the northern lights where they aren't usually seen. Liam Boyle saw them along Chicago's lakefront along with other gazers.
People got their differences, but something like this just brings everyone together. We're all the same at that point.
Officials say so far there haven't been any widespread impacts to power utilities or communication grids, as officials have warned. This is ABC News. No relief in sight. Home prices continue climbing in much of the country.
A recent Realtor.com survey found nationally, buyers need to make about $116,000 a year to purchase a typical home. Prices up a staggering 40% in just the past 4 years, putting home ownership out of reach for many. The persistent lack of homes for sale keeping prices high. Many sellers staying on the sidelines, thanks to what economists call the lock-in effect. Homeowners unwilling to sell and give up the ultra-low mortgage rates they locked in just a few years ago.
ABC's Alexis Christopher is Minnesota officials unfurling its new state flag atop the Capitol for the first time on Saturday. The new flag and accompanying state seal were adopted to replace an old design that Native Americans said were remindful of painful memories of conquest and displacement. The flag and seal no longer feature a Native American riding away while a white settler plows his land. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. It's 47 at our studios.
Welcome back. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country. Sure glad to have you here. Well, how about we get you one from Chris Young right now? Here's Chris with his song, Looking For You.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked into that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes.
So blind.